From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Food and Drug Administration issued an advisory today about 10 popular antidepressants. It says that both the doctors who prescribe those drugs and the patients who take them should watch for the warning signs of suicide. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
The FDA is responding to a panel of outside experts who considered the evidence at an emotional hearing in early February that featured many parents of children who had killed themselves while on antidepressants or had what the parents considered to be bad reactions to the drugs. Dr. Tom Loughran of the FDA says at this point the FDA can only request that manufacturers make label changes.
We've sent letters to a number of manufacturers of antidepressant drug products asking them to include a warning statement in their labels that basically asks clinicians to carefully observe both adult and pediatric patients who are being treated with their drugs.
The drugs include some of the most commonly prescribed medications: Prozac, Zoloft, Paxil, Luvox, Celexa, Lexapro, Wellbutrin, Effexor, Cerzone, and Remeron. The proposed new warnings say doctors, patients, and families should be especially alert to behavior changes at the start of therapy, or when an antidepressant dose is changed, either increased or decreased. It's hard to prove that an antidepressant drug caused someone to commit suicide. After all, many patients on these drugs were depressed to begin with. But Loughran says there is reason to think that the drugs cause worrisome new symptoms in some patients.
We believe there's evidence for the emergence of anxiety, agitation, panic attacks, irritability, and a host of other things. There is some concern, no evidence yet, but there is some concern that those behaviors may in some sense be precursors to suicidal behavior or worsening depression.
Critics have claimed for years that antidepressants may sometimes trigger suicides. The FDA's action, ironically, was precipitated by manufacturers' desire to market the drugs in children and adolescents. To get the agency's permission, the manufacturers needed to do new studies. Most of those data are unpublished, but the FDA's analysis uncovered some troubling signs.
The problem that we ran into in the analysis that were done by the companies is that the events that were captured are a wide range of events, ranging all the way on the one extreme to behaviors such as a child slapping herself in the face, to, at the other extreme, very serious suicidal behaviors.
Among 4,500 children in the studies, there were about 400 such events. The FDA is sending the data to outside researchers for reanalysis. Meanwhile, some mental health professionals think some people do have suicidal reactions when they're taking an antidepressant drug.
Certainly it can be a contributor, but in very rare instances.
Alan Siegel is chief of mental health services at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. He says he's seen the occasional patient with a bad reaction.
Suddenly they feel more agitated, they're having difficulty sleeping, their thoughts are not working quite in the way that they had, they feel more impulsive or more confused, and they're just more of an agitated sort of intense activity that's stirred up.
Siegel says his colleagues already watch closely for those warning signs. He thinks it's a good thing the FDA is urging doctors to do the same, since many who prescribe antidepressants don't have mental health training. Richard Knox, NPR News.